Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Brother Seth, Five Smooth Stones, coming at you on www.blogtalkradio.com. And just want to thank everybody for joining me again tonight. I just, again, want to thank you because you can be doing so many other things with your time. And I just appreciate you stopping by. We have really had a lot of success on this Blog Talk Radio. I don't think it's the only thing and the only social network out here doing a good job, but they darn show is doing a they darn show is one of them. So I just want to do a shout out to Blog Talk Radio. We hardly ever thank them, but I do appreciate the idea and person that ran with the vision and made this social network possible. And I just hope in the future that many of you listening will hopefully join the social network market. I don't think I'd have the patience to run one myself. But some of y'all cut out for the business world, and that's your cup of tea. You don't care for priestly duties like I do. You don't care for the research. You don't care to speak. You don't care for anything of the sort. So, anyway, shout out for Blog Talk Radio. Folks, we got a very, how can I say it? Tonight's topic, I expect, if anything, will pull out of, especially African-Americans, emotionalism. If any show is going to pull out emotionalism out of African-American, it's going to be tonight's show. Tonight, as you know, we call the show Racial Matters. And I made it a goal of mine some weeks back to make sure that we'd start dealing with racism, because I feel like this is my calling. I feel like this is my calling. I feel like this is where I belong. I have had so many experiences, good and bad, dealing with racism. I just feel a calling, akin, a mantle, or whatever you want to call it. I just feel a strong urge to deal with racism in a way that pulls out emotional responses, because until you do that, you're not really dealing. You're just socializing. And that's what we do in a lot of these churches with our white brothers and sisters. We're just socializing. We're not really united. We're not really coming together. I'm not going to go there. But I just feel like it's very superficial, our relationships with a lot of our white brothers and sisters. And then on a good note, there are a lot of us that are having productive, real, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for, but we're really being honest with one another. And there are lots of different avenues, a lot of different efforts out there, not just the internet, but there's a lot of different programs and yes, even churches that have really embraced this a real approach to racism. And so Brother Seth is just one of those people that's out here trying to make a difference, dealing with this giant that I call of racism, this giant that's untouched, unmatched. I don't think nothing is as strong as this giant of white supremacy / black inferiority. I just don't think we've had nothing to hit the earth's surface as strong as that. And man, every time I say that, I think of this scripture that says the love of money is the root of all evil. So I always have to bow the knee to that scripture. So we'll say for sure money, the love of money, is going to be the root of all evil. But I can tell you, white supremacy / black inferiority will take a strong second. And I mean that. I mean, there is nothing that I can think of that is a threat to our socializing with each other as humanity than this philosophy, than this idolatry, than this idol, whatever you want to call it, this lie this thing that's devastated the so-called African-American mind, some of our brightest minds, some of the black leaders of the past have said that it'll be a miracle if we recuperate from what white supremacy have done to us. Many of them feel like we'll never recuperate. It's very, very harmful thing to take a people and strip them of their identity, everything about them, and to insert them a lie as grand and as strong as white supremacy. But remember what Brother Seth has said for the last 2 weeks, folks, and we can't go back. White supremacy is not something invented by white people. White supremacy is a lie so strong, so magnificent, so great, it has to have some type of divine being involved. And I do believe that Satan himself and his demons is responsible for the lie of white supremacy. I do not think that white people I know, the white people that you know, that you work with, that you marry, that you live next to, that you go to church with, I do not believe that they have the capacity to pull off such a hideous, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I believe that this is the type of spiritual wickedness that we're wrestling with. These spiritual wickedness is what's responsible for such a damnable lie, such an idol. You got to understand, all white supremacy, black inferiority is an idol. It's just a way of thinking. It's a philosophy that goes against the scriptures. And so we deem it as such an idol. So tonight we're going to focus on a subject to help expose this idol. We're going to come at it a different angle. Brother Seth, every week we'll introduce these subjects to help us come at this thing a different angle. Okay? But I always like to invite the Most High in everything I do, folks. I know some of y'all think I'm super spiritual, but I'm really not. Just a plain old brother that's out here trying to make a difference. It's just my way of giving back. I do these shows 4 times a week, and I share with the listeners my experiences that have been successful that have helped me. And you got experiences. Everybody got experiences. But maybe you're one of those persons that don't want to share. You won't get on the internet and talk about your life. But I'm one of those people that I don't mind it. This is my way of giving back. So I want to invite the Most High into this conversation, if you don't mind. I want to just utter a quick word of prayer, because I take very seriously everything I say. I take very seriously your time. I take very seriously, you know, your mind and what I speak into your mind. The mind is a powerful thing. I can say one thing that can mess you up for a lifetime. If I speak a lie, if I speak something damnable that's not true, it can mess with people for a lifetime. Anybody can. So I'm very careful and I value that. So if you don't mind, I'll just whisper this quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come to you and to lift this topic up in prayer. We ask that you would reward us for seeking you this time of night with our whole heart. Reward us truth. Help us to see ourselves, to help us to see racism within our own minds and our own hearts. Reveal these things to us that we may be cleansed, that we may become pure and more like the Messiah, more like the Messiah who pleased you in everything he did. Father, we ask that you would bless us and reward us with an understanding of ourselves and our brothers and sisters on this planet, that we may help promote the kingdom of Yahweh that is to come to this earth. These things we ask in your son's name, amen. Okay, folks, tonight is the topic, and if I don't anger you, you need to thank the Most High at the end of the show that he have blessed you to be able to see things as clear as he does, because this is one of those shows, I don't care how you cut it, it's going to anger some whites, it's going to anger some blacks, it'll probably anger some people that have been friends of mine for a very long time. So here we go. I want to talk about tonight. The topic tonight is, and it's not, it, well, part one it says, I'll read the show's description. Part one, why people adopting black babies. Okay, now, I say white people because y'all know who I'm talking about, but I told y'all very early on in this show that I don't believe in the concept of white and black. But I have got to say that because otherwise you won't know what I'm talking about. So I really don't like the term saying white and saying black actually all by itself divides. I mean, it really does. So I'm one of those that's out here trying to get away from this. And I want to say shalom and hello to our brothers and sisters in the chat room, everybody, I am Pig, in Israel, everybody. Okay, and everybody on the phone line as well, thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for tuning in. Good to see everybody, okay? But I really don't believe in the concept of white and black. I don't believe in race based upon color. I do believe there is a such thing as a race of people or different people, but the Most High only acknowledge it being regional, you know, like the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Israelites. I acknowledge regions. We are called to different regions. I think there's 70 nations in the world according to the Bible, not according to the new definition of nations. There's only like 70 nations. Those are the only nations, the only time the Most High differentiate between different people. Other than that, there's no such thing as a white man or a black man. It is so weak a definition. You know, we talked about leprosy about 6 weeks straight, and we killed that whole theory of white and black. So y'all got to really tune into that and see how that we're all truly one and with the leprosy series. And speaking of that, I don't talk about this enough, but, folks, I got to get this in. Y'all bear with me. Let me jump in this real quick. But don't forget, and I do want to apologize, by the way, now that I think about it, for not having a show on Sunday. Something came up. Very important, folks. I can't get into my personal life, but trust me, there's a good reason why I didn't have that show on Sunday. I do apologize. But tonight we have the show every single Tuesday. We'll be talking about racial matters. We'll be dealing with different things, just really stirring this whole racist thing to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves, not to get into arguments and different stuff like that, but to really search our hearts and see are we as race-free and unprejudiced as we think. Then on Thursday at midnight, it'll be a midnight show just like tonight, we'll have on Brother Joseph Johnson. This is probably going to be the final night we'll have him on. This brother got something very strong to say, and it's talking about the just what's happening in our world. He'll talk about that. It's the New World Watch Society. Y'all know what we've been talking about for the last, or you should know what we've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 weeks with him, but he's going to finalize that on Thursday night, talking about the One World Government, the New World Order, what's really going on in our world. And then on Saturdays at, should be, that time is really kind of iffy, but it should be late Saturday night, we'll talk to the International Israelite Forum. We'll have the International Israelite Forum. We'll talk about Israelite matters, something to do with the real Jews and how we can strengthen this true family that the Most High has resurrected in these last days. And then on Sunday, that should be a late show. All my shows are going late now because of some things I just have to get done during the daytime. So I apologize for that, but most of these shows are now going late. So that's good for some of y'all, so you can check it out. But Sunday we'll talk about how we know we Israel. We'll constantly talk about that every Sunday, how we know who the real Israelites are. So tonight, white people adopted black babies. This subject seems to awaken something in black people that's indescribable. Why? Gay couples adopting black babies is even worse to black people. Why? Have black people become the new racist on the block? I'm telling you, folks, this is something here. And then if time permits, we're going to talk about something that is so, this is so little talked about. It is amazing how there are so many millions of poor white people. I mean, how much thought do black people and other non-white people give to poor white people? I mean, you hardly ever hear about these people I'm talking about. We're talking about very poor white people, the kind of whites that don't know how to take advantage of white privilege. Everybody white don't take advantage of white privilege even. We're talking about white people that may have grew up in the inner city. We're talking about white people who have had many black people smarter than them, who have had many black people smarter than them most of their school life. Now, that's poor. Not that when they become even wealthy, they're still not black people smarter. I just want to throw it out there. I don't want to make you think that the only way black people can be smarter than if you're poor. Poor white people who were even on welfare most of their childhood. White people that were so poor that they was jealous of black folks in the project. Again, we're talking about white people so poor that they couldn't even, they didn't even have a pot to piss in. I'll just put that. And piss, by the way, is in the Bible. I shouldn't throw the curse word, but it is in the Bible. Folks, there are millions of white people who wear these slippers. Who are they? Where are they? This group of Americans by far are talked about the least. Why is it? That is the description of our show, and I want to start off running by playing a clip with regards to adopting babies, okay? This is a show where we're talking about tonight, adopting babies, okay? All right. Now, I guess I'll play this one young guy. He's young, and I'm going to play him. I want y'all to check this little guy out. It's only about 59 seconds. He's a young brother. But listen to what he had to say about Sandra Bullock adopting a black baby.
What's the big freaking deal that Sandra Bullock adopted a black child? So what? If she's going to be a great mother to that child, love that child unconditionally, it doesn't matter. That child don't see color. That child just want to be loved, held, played with. So does it really matter if a black family want to adopt a white child or a white family want to adopt a black child? It shouldn't matter. It's just love, man. Look at it as love. Bottom line, love. I mean, all this racism and thinking like this, we'll never get ahead. Is it really that bad that Sandra Bullock want to adopt a black child or a black family want to adopt a white child? Really, is it that bad? And best wishes to the child and the mom. And I mean that straight from the heart. Elashe!
That's some crazy guy named Elashe. I shouldn't say crazy because he had a very good point. And here's something else I want y'all to check out. This is two guys talking about this in the grocery store. Again, young black guys talking about this whole adoption of babies. Just listen to this.
No, I agree. It's great. It's great. But I don't think that little black children should be like iPods or iPads. We're not. I mean, it's like, oh man, she's got one. I gotta get me one.
We're not taking them back. I mean, they're not taking them back to stores.
No, they're not taking them back. No, no. Apparently, they only send little white Russian kids back because they're not trendy enough. All the way back on the other side. But no. No, George. I'm sorry. I'm not a, you know, like.
I mean, I think it's okay to.
I mean, I guess it's great that these kids are getting homes and stuff.
I mean, but
it's not a bad trend, but what happens home. When. It's not like they're going to a bad home, true. But.
I mean, wouldn't you rather they adopt her rather than cast sex adopting them?
Let's not talk about cat sex.
I'm just saying.
She takes good enough care of her own children.
I mean, I don't know. She probably puts in the work, too. Physically. Is that it? She probably puts in the work, too. But I'm just saying, though. Like, I would rather see, one of them grab a child than cat sex.
What do you mean, one of them?
A celebrity. Someone who's really...
Well, no. You know, I'm fine with adoption, but I'm just saying, like, really? It's like, it's so fucking, excuse me, it's so trendy and, like, hey, it's almost like we're all, they're getting, you know, it's like, you know, adopting someone is great, but if you're, you want this one? Adoption for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't see a problem with it there.
Like, hey, George. What if someone, okay, you want someone to like you or want you just to like you, right? For you, right?
Sometimes.
Correct, yeah. Right? Not because it's just trendy to like guys like you right now.
Hey.
Okay, that's just a couple of people's feelings on it. What's your feelings on it? How do y'all feel about it? If you're on the phone lines and you want to comment, press 1. If I feel the need and the flow, and then I'll open up the phone line and let you share that. If you're in the chat room and you have a question, type it in, and we'll try to get that as well, okay? But anyway, folks, this is just how a couple of people feel about it, but I kind of like the young brothers. I thought they was very much on point. It does seem to be trendy. It does seem to be like the fad or something, and I just despise people taking any children under such, I don't even know what the word I want to use, mindset. I mean, I just think it's foolish. I think it's dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. I already think it's dangerous enough the amount of ignorance that black people have raising black children and white people have raising white children and Chinese have raised Chinese children. We're already ignorant enough without mixing in I do believe in interracial marriages. Yes, I do, because I don't acknowledge a race based upon color, so I'd have to agree with interracial marriages. However, when you take children, and y'all know how Brother Seth believed. Now, as far as I'm preaching long and heavy about us being Israelites, you know, and the Most High made it very clear that Israel was not to mingle with other ethnos, other nations, okay? They only was to mix with themselves. Now, the only time he did allow, and a lot of Israelites don't want to talk about this, but the Most High did allow Israel to mix. Moses married an Ethiopian woman. He was from one tribe, black tribe, and he married an Ethiopian woman from another dark tribe. But Most High didn't have trouble with that because, again, if these women is not going to take you from the heart of the Most High, or men, if you want to marry somebody and they still trust the Most High, he is for you marrying them. But if you're marrying people, that's going to take you away from the teachings that of Israel. I'm talking about the biblical Israelites right now. If you're going to, they're going to take you away from the heart of the Most High, then that you was not to marry them. It wasn't so much they was Israel or not. It was really all about whether or not they were seeking and living for the Most High. So, yes, I agree. Yes, I agree with interracial children. But what I'm talking about with this whole adoption thing, it's like the young brother said, this whole business of treating these children like they're iPods. You know, you got these little black children, if you will, so-called black children, in the hands of people. And they don't even understand the black people around them, much less these new children that they got who's going to need to be raised in a very hostile environment because they're black. I don't care how white their families are. They are black to society. Okay, I know I say so-called black, but no, they don't know what I know a lot of people, and they're going to treat them like you know what. So I'm saying they got to go through this. I don't care if their mama is rich. When they're driving down the road and their cops see them and they see a black face, they can experience driving while black, period. When they go to try to apply for higher education and they have to mark black, they're going to experience what it's like to be black. And I don't feel like with the racial tension to the level it is and the ignorance to the level it is that white people right now have the proper education. Now, I know this is a blanket statement, but I don't mean it for everybody because there are some white people that are for sure
an exception, and they're probably more astute than I am. There's a lot to be more astute than I am on this. There's a lot more people that can educate me on this. I'm not that arrogant to think that white people don't know what's going on. But most that I've run into with so-called black children, I just have to not even think about it. I see them, and I have to pretend I don't see them because I can just look at the way the kid's hair is a lot of times to let them to see that these people are really looking for white children. They're looking for black children to rescue them out of their environment and to make them white and give them the better life. And I don't believe that because white people have money and bigger homes and bigger cars and bigger this and bigger that, that they have a bigger quality life. Because I myself was raised in low-income housing, and I put my childhood aspects of it up against anybody, and I would say match this. You know, there's some things that the hood have that no other place have. You know, that togetherness. When you, I'm talking about folks that know how to act in the hood. Nobody talk about the folks that know how to act in the hood. But what about the people that know how to act in the hood? What about the people that all working together in the hood? What about people that sit on their lawn chairs and they talk and they ask how people are doing? And the seniors that we pay respect to and we listen to, what about those people rocking and telling stories? And what about those dads that's coming home? And so ghetto's been good to me in some regards. Poverty is always and will always be a curse. But I'm telling you, money can't buy everything. Money can't buy everything. Some things is going to have to be bought by just regular everyday people doing what mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and neighbors do, you know, been doing for decades. And as a matter of fact, the so-called inner city is no different than a lot of these so-called third world countries. A lot of our so-called inner cities, so-called ghettos, you can pick them up and drop them in the middle of India, and they will probably be an upgrade for those people. So what we call the ghetto, the world might call living. So I'm not so sure that the hood is as bad as they say. Again, the foolishness and the fools inside of the hood is going to always be foolish and fools. But I'm talking about quality living. I'm talking about true love, true. And some of these things I just don't think a lot of whites can give because they don't even know about this themselves. That's why some of them fall so much in love with the hood themselves and end up leaving these wonderful neighborhoods and marrying black men and hanging out in the hood. This is why a lot of them, I have met so many white people in my life that just prefer the hood. So anyway, I just want to say this topic is in no way to bash black people. I'm not trying to say black people are racist because of the anger that they feel. We're just going to examine it tonight. Let's talk about this anger that we as so-called black people feel. I know I feel it. I mean, yes, at the same time, we should be grateful, like the young men were saying, that somebody is grabbing these babies. Let's give white people some credit. Those people that are having these babies and rescuing these babies out of a condition, out of possibly without having no place to go, I mean, that's something. I mean, come on, folks, that's something. And, you know, everybody white is not, they may not know everything, but they're trying. And the Most High is going to work with them as long as they try. As long as they're trying, you say what you want to say, the Most High is going to work with them. He's going to try. He's going to bless them. If they got that child and they really truly have a true heart to help that child, the Most High is going to bless them and reward them, and they're going to have a harvest. And that kid can grow up in a very good environment. But I want to play what most black people's theory is. I want y'all to really listen to this. This is what most black people's theory is. You want to know why we have issues with white people raising black children? This is the number one fear. Now, this is rare. Most white people won't dare go to this link, but check this out. This is why we can't stand it. This make us want to kill right here. Check this out.
A Duke University employee behind bars after disturbing accusations of child abuse Investigators say Frank Lombard invited another adult to have sex with his 5-year-old adopted son. Bo Minnick in the newsroom tonight with a closer look at the investigation. Bo.
Ken, a search warrant reveals that Frank Lombard and an undercover officer had a conversation online the day before Lombard was arrested. Documents show that conversation was graphic. Investigators say it led to Lombard inviting the officer to fly to Durham to have sexual contact with his adopted son, and that landed the Duke employee in jail without bond. A confidential tip is what authorities say first led them to Frank Lombard. An informant claimed to have seen the Duke University official sexually molesting an African-American child on a webcam. Forensics consultant Larry Daniel has seen computer sex crime cases before and says in this case, the use of a webcam stands out.
That is just horrific to me beyond belief, because you're watching a crime in process. And what's even more horrific is that people are willing to hook up and watch this crime being committed for sexual gratification. That's just frightening.
Daniel is not connected with Lombard's case, but he says investigators already have key pieces of evidence. Court documents show Lombard communicated online with an undercover officer inviting the officer to have sexual contact with his 5-year-old adopted son. A transcription of the conversation shows Lombard wrote, "Some ways a boy not related to can be better. Less stress about long-term consequences." Authorities also say Lombard told the officer his live-in partner takes business trips, and that allowed Lombard the ability to molest the child as he did, that he drugged the child with Benadryl during the molestation, and that he may have videos depicting children under 5 years old engaging in sexual activity, but that he cleans his collection every so often for fear of detection. Daniel says even if files like that are deleted, they still can be retrieved.
Even if you run some kind of evidence erasing tool, it does not clean up the registry. It will not clean up the link files. So we can still find information, even though you think you're totally secure.
And authorities removed 2 children from Lombard's home, placing them in protective custody. They do not believe the partner was involved in any way in the suspected abuse. Lombard is the associate director of the Center for Health Policy at Duke. He's now on unpaid leave. Ken?
Bo Minnick reporting.
Folks, that right there is what we don't want to hear. That is something we absolutely do not want to hear. I want to make a comment to someone that left a note in the chat room. And this is Brother Gabriel. Brother Gabriel just said to me, "You love you some Esau, Eden, Edward, Shalom, I'm gone." Now, this is a brother, I told you I'm gonna upset people that's been following me. See, it's very interesting how people say, "Oh, I like this show, 5 Smooth Songs. I'm going to hang out because he's talking about leprosy." And they, you know, they think I'm on some hate the white man tip because I talk about leprosy. Yes, I believe that white people want a form of white skin is leprosy. You know, A type. But then I go on to say that I'm white, that I'm just covered with melanin. You know, and I talk about all these things to try to help us to see ourselves as one human family. Yes, we have different callings by nations. We're different nations. The Bible says there's 7 nations, still 7 nations. Most High don't acknowledge somebody grabbing some tanks and guns and going and starting up a new nation. You don't acknowledge that there's 7 nations. But folks, just like this brother did offended, I told you the subject is going to wake up something up. We over here at 5 Smooth Songs ain't about to start hating some white people. White people cannot, have not, ever in their entire existence been able to do something to me to make me hate them. I can get tired of them. I can get tired of the lies that they believe. I can get tired of their actions, their demonic actions that they do after they're under the influence of Satan and under the influence of white supremacy. And when, you know, I get tired of their actions like apartheid. I get tired of what happened in the 60s, all of the Jim Crow laws, all of the nigga this, nigga that hanging, part seven, all of that. But I got to believe the Bible when it says Brother Gabriel should do the same. Hopefully he's listening. The Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Why do we want to make white people out to be devils? If they're devils, they're just devils. Well, I ain't scared to say I'm a white person. You're a devil. Like Elijah Muhammad said. Louis Farrakhan was driving a car one time. Elijah Muhammad's on the right side. Louis Farrakhan was driving. He said, Louis, do you want to see the devil? And, of course, Louis Farrakhan, you know, then his little protege said, yes. And a white man was walking by in front of the car, and he said, Elijah Muhammad said to Louis Farrakhan, there he go. Now, that's something I vehemently disagree with. I mean, every fiber of my being disagrees with him. Do white people have white people acted like the devil? You darn sure, Skippy. That's 100% question. 100% yes on that. But have black folks acted 100% evil? The Most High destroyed the first earth. That was black people. That was people of color. Those people made from dust of the earth. Those were dust colored people, folks. White people ain't got no franchise on no type of evil that Africans haven't done already. Africans have done the greatest things and they've done the worst things. They've done it all. Everything started with civilization. Civilization started in Africa. And in civilization, all kind of evils exist, good and bad. So, Brother Gabriel, I'm sorry. I hate that you felt that way, but, you know, I can't let up on what I believe, you know. Yes, I love me some Esau. If you call them white people Esau, which I don't agree with Esau, that's another teaching I don't believe in, because I don't believe that white people was even a nation back when Esau and Edom was around. So that's a whole other teaching. But if you want to call them that, yes, I do love them and respect them very much so, okay? I'm never going to bow down on that. I've went down the racist track hating the white man. That is for people that don't study long enough. And I'm telling you the truth. We've got to get out of that, okay? But let's finish talking about this this adoption. Now, I'm about to play something. I just played something. Here's the guy that was absolutely molesting his five-year-old black son. This is the kind of mess that make black folks despise this whole topic, this whole thing. Folks, you know, there's the whole talk about blacks and their sexual organs, and we are worried that a lot of these white people, some of which live in Idaho, they don't even see black folks. And then they have these black babies, and you're thinking to yourself, what are they going to do? If they mesmerized by black men's penises, what are they going to do with little black babies? You just think that. You know, if you can't love the black man across the street, that little black baby is going to grow up and going to start getting a manly voice, and he's going to look like the people you've been calling the enemy. It's amazing how some of these people are racist. And they go out and adopt black babies. That's what gets me, the racists that do it. And I'm talking about the racists that don't know they're racist, that make racist statements. Let me give you a classic of what I mean. I'm going to play another little clip. Check this out. This is Howard Stern. Listen to this guy. Really listen to this guy.
So fucked. Yeah, I read all those magazines. Like, first of all, I have to because Beth Clobbered had a gram 82 to 18% on who wore it better.
You got to keep up with that.
By the way, that on the cover is Sandra Bullock yet again cradling young Lewis.
Well, that's going to, you know, she's going to surpass Heidi Klum and Seal.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is just, they can't get enough. First of all, Sandra Bullock now is walking around like that kid's like sewn to her. And she's cradling that child. And I, you know. Not only is it because her husband left her, but they love taking pictures of white women with black babies. They do.
That's what I was saying. Like, she's America's sweetheart, so now she has a black child, and we're going to see pictures of everything the child does.
Absolutely. And you know what? And everyone's so fake about race and all this stuff. I know, first of all, Heidi Klum isn't that big a star, and Seal is no longer that big a star. But you cannot, and I read them all. Inquirer, Us Magazine, OK Magazine, In Touch Magazine. I can name them all. I read them back to front, front to back. They can't get enough pictures of white women with black babies and black husbands. And Sandra Bullock running around with Lewis. And he's a black baby.
Like, we already know his name. Why do I know this guy's name?
I can't avoid it. With a big, giant afro, and everyone gets, that kid's got some head of hair. I mean, it's growing wild.
How old is he now?
I don't know, but he's got an amazing amount of hair for a kid that young. He's got a full afro. And, you know, I mean, let's face it. That's what's going on. Everyone loves to see white women with black babies. Because everyone talks about it.
Well, yeah, it's an attention grabber for sure.
Beth was already talking. She wants to adopt a black baby. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's the new Hollywood thing. If you're going to be having parties out there, you have to have your black child.
That'd be
you?
Great if I get a black baby. You think they'd even give me a black baby?
I don't think you could get one.
Yeah, I didn't want to break it to Beth. Honey, I can go and say, you know what? I'm in support of getting a black baby. I don't know why.
Can you imagine? Because all they would do is start calling for tapes from this show.
I mean, they play by, hello there.
And there's no way you're getting a black baby.
I might get a white baby and paint it black.
Oh.
I don't know.
The only way.
Yeah, I wonder if I could get a black baby. I might apply for one.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Then turn it down.
But I think I should.
A horrible thing to do.
Well. I don't want any more kids. I just want to see if I can get one. I wonder if I'll be the only white guy who can get a black kid. But don't you think I could provide a nice life for the black kid? And you know I'm a good dad.
I don't know how you're going to explain some of the things you do to your black child.
I'll say I was unenlightened. Now I'm into black culture.
I see. You've
First
had
of all,
an awakening, an epiphany.
Out of all the white celebrities, I'm the most qualified to have a black baby because I grew up in a black community and I know something about being black.
That may be the least qualification.
Well, I can give the kids black roots.
Because you had such a horrible, horrible experience.
No, I'm telling you, I could teach the kid about being black. I could teach him about lotion, how to lotion yourself up.
Yeah, but people might say, you know what, he might be getting that kid just to torture the kid the way he was.
No, come on, I love the kid.
You haven't even got the kid yet.
Teach him how to afro pick. I'll do the whole thing.
Can you braid?
I can braid, I can teach him cool in the gang. You kidding me? Are you crazy? I'd be a terrific black dad. I'd be like, hey, anyone calls you boy, you fuck them up.
Well, speaking of Sandra Bullock, you see that Jesse James is giving an interview?
I can't wait for that. Tuesday night, Nightline, I'm there.
Jesse James is ready to talk about his infidelity scandal.
And he's going to cry.
But the public might not be all that interested in what...
All right, we'll stop it there. We won't hear about no Jesse James. But anyway, do y'all see what I mean? The amount of ignorance is like... Howard Stern actually think that that was some good remarks he made. This is why I feel like black people, black babies belong with black families. There are some families out there that are white that are out of the box. They're willing to learn some things. They're willing to venture out. And they, you know, they're not trying to change this baby. But you got to understand, that baby is attached to something. And yes, his mom and dad dropped the ball and baby is not where it should be, and we all take that into consideration, and you can't go out and get a master's degree trying to be black. I understand white people's point on that. You know, I mean, here these people are, they don't drop the ball and not bothering and not mothering, and this baby is in the hand of this white person. We can't say white man, raise them exactly like a black child. I mean, I really want them to. I'm confessing tonight. I really think they should allow them to stay within their culture upbringing. But, you know, that's putting a lot on somebody. And I hear this person, if they work on a job, and they probably, hopefully, make enough money to be able to take care of the baby, and you want to say to them, okay, go and read and learn all this stuff about black culture, black hair, black this, black that. That's putting a lot to me. I mean, if I adopted a white child, I ain't gonna lie. If I adopted a white child, I'm gonna raise them probably black. Ain't nobody have a problem with that. Nobody black have a problem with that.
Nobody. Yeah, that's right. Raise them black. But now if a white person get a black baby, they got to raise them black. It's not fair. So it's one of those topics where I can't understand what some white people say, but at the same time, I just feel like black children belong with black families. That's what I believe. But if they find themselves in this environment, in a false environment, where they have to be adopted, you know, folks, we just got to pray. That's where you pray and you ask the Most High to protect these kids. As long as they ain't molesting them like this last person did, like the clip we just heard before, Howard Stern, this guy seemed to having sex with this five-year-old boy and getting other men to get in on it. That's the kind of mess a lot of us already think going to happen because we feel the tension, the racial tension, and we thinking the last thing y'all need is one of our babies. Even if we don't have the wherewithal to take care of them, we still don't feel like you should be. That's a natural fatherly, motherly feeling. So I think some of these white people need to chill the heck out and go do something else of some of these celebrities I'm talking about than going out here and getting a baby like the young boy said, like it's some kind of new iPod or something. They're absolutely right. That's exactly the way they talk about it, like it's some new thing to do. Black kids are very special. They are very special. And believe it or not, some people might not understand it, but they are loved even by the ones that gave them up. So I don't know what this last clip is, but we want to deal in this and talk about it. But I'm trying to see what this last clip is. Hold on 1 second. Let's see.
No,
that's the wrong.
Like
that clip is just, we already played that. That's funny. We won't play that. But anyway, folks, so let's look at some of these chats in the chat room and see what's being said. Okay, Brother Fortune and I Am Pick is kind of really speaking more than anybody. I don't know if we are all one, but race has nothing to do with it. Once we start to understand that the Most High has placed people in certain roles to carry out his plan, how can you be mad at it or them? Once we all come into the knowledge of self, they will. That's Fortune 500. Then he, I Am Pick says, after attracting black children, this is I Am Pick 1212. These are different people in the chat room. I just happen to pick some of the comments made. After tracking black children adopted by white families over a 20-year period, Simon concluded that the best interest of child would be met if state agencies would move without regard to race. That's true. This is just one piece of the larger problem. I Am Pick. I agree. Let me see here. Do understand. And Fortune said, I definitely understand that I would like to see black babies with black parents. But I would rather see them with white than in a terrible situation. Absolutely. And I agree with that. Did you hear that brother said? He said, I definitely understand that I would like to see black babies with black parents, but I would rather see them with white than in a terrible situation. And I agree with that. Then on to say, also, if anyone is looking to adopt only a black baby, then we also need to find out why. And they need to take classes on black culture. That's Fortune 500. I love what that brother said. And then Dumb America 666 posted a video of Madonna. And he's on sexy bananas. Anyway. Folks, I'm telling you, I brought up this subject. The reason why I brought this subject up is because this subject, just like Brother Gabriel, you see how this brother is just left, and he is a sharp brother. I'm sure he'll be back, you know. I mean, I really want to hear what he got to say because he's a smart brother. You know, I always enjoy him, his comments and things, and I know
if I know anything, if I know him by his comments, he'll be back. But I know how it sounds. It sounds like I am. He was talking about you love you some Esau, you love you some white people, and I do. But when people normally say that, they're normally saying you're loving them too much, and I know good and darn well that my love for white people is not that unhealthy Uncle Tom kissing up kind of folks, kind of, you know, love. It's not that. It's a true agape love. It's a hard love. Sometimes my dog, it sounds like I hate white people because I'm not happy with what a lot of the things that they do. But I understand that ignorance will cause you to do some of the things they do. And then what do Brother Gabriel and a lot of these and other people think when they see black people doing some of the same stuff? We can't give our people a past with evil and being white people. We try to make them out to be Satan. That is not fair. So I'm just saying the Bible says in Ephesians 6 we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. The Bible clearly says that people are not our enemy. It's ignorance is our enemy. It's demonic activity that works within people that drive them to do some of the things they do. And this is why we get the foolishness of trying to adopt babies, like the young brother said, like they're iPods or something. This is when you get people molesting children and putting it on a webcam and trying to get other white men to come and do something with little black boys. That right there is beyond white people. I'm sorry, it is beyond. I used to think all the white people are just Satan, they're just the devil, until I found out black men have done the exact same thing, and that messed up my theory. So I'm telling y'all, we got to get the enemy. We got to go after the real enemy. The real enemy. Are you warring with the real enemy? Because you can't afford to miss. We call the show Five Smooth Stones. I deliver five topics. The five topics, again, for those of y'all that don't follow Five Smooth Stones, is we talk about white supremacy. We talk about the one world government. We talk about who are the real Jews of the Bible. And we talk about leprosy, which is revealing how that we're all truly one flesh, one blood. We go into what white skin is, where it comes from, where black skin come from, melanin. We talk about how we want, and the last topic we talk about is the solution, the kingdom of the Most High that's to come into this earth. Those are the five smooth stones. Tonight we're talking about white supremacy. We're talking about adopting black babies. Why do black people have such a hard time with it? I'm trying to make some sense out of it all and share with our white brothers and sisters some of the pains we have, why this thing really eat us at the core, why we just kind of lose it. Like the brother Gabriel earlier, and I'm not picking on him, but I expect many more to do what he did. Because when you start talking about adopting black babies, we get angry. We don't want these babies in the hand of these white people. And I am one of the people that I don't like seeing it. No, I don't. Because I'm thinking of shows like, stories like that brother that I played earlier who's sitting up prostituting his young innocent little black baby who already went through a lot of pain and hardship, and he's going to go and get a baby and when it's 5 years old start molesting, having sex with it. This the kind of mess we feel like, look, just leave them alone. Leave them where they're at. If you're going to mistreat them, leave them where they're at. And yes, we got to ask ourselves the question, why don't black people adopt more of these babies? Let's go there. You know, but I think a lot of black people understand that they're having a hard time with their own kids. They can't. A lot of people can't. Some people can't. Some are just greedy. They got money. They got time. But they're just so stuck on themselves. They're so stuck on themselves. They don't have time to be unselfish enough to go grab these black children. And then they get upset when white people get them. Like I said, like Brother Fortune said, Fortune 500, he's absolutely right. I'd rather see them with white people than to see them mistreating the system. So what are you going to do? It's one of those social ills, and I think it's just a product of living in this greed-fested America. And I love this country in one breath, and I hate it in another breath, because our lifestyle, this stupid American dream, this whole culture of greed and capitalism and fake democracy, and the one percenters that rule this, that really rule America, has caused a lot of this blowback. Okay, you know, it's just true. I mean, these kids, you know, a lot of people in the inner cities, and I know folks like to blame black folks and say, won't they close their legs? Won't these women just close their legs and then quit having all these babies? But you got to understand, when people are oppressed, they turn to sex. And if they're not oppressed and they have careers and they have more hope in life and they're out there doing more, and I mean, I'm not trying to give them an excuse. Maybe I am trying to give them an excuse, but I just feel like oppressed people have sex. They're always looking to release themselves from pressure. So you show me poverty and oppression, I'll show you a high drug rate. I'll show you a high orgasmic society. Always looking for orgasm, be it through excessive sports, excessive music, excessive sex, excessive. I got to get mine. I got to release myself. I got to get an orgasm some kind of way. It don't have to be just physically, sexually. It can be, like I said, excessive music, excessive anything. That is what oppressed, burdened, you know, depressed people do. And in our society called America, we have more of these people than any other society. Why is that? Why do we have more oppressed people? Why do we have more poverty? Why do we have more street people? Because the haves make sure there are have-nots. And they don't deliberately do it on purpose. They're just so greedy that their greed causes have-nots. Their greed causes have-nots. So, yes, this is a very sharp subject with black people. And I wanted to get my wife on this, but as I said before, she was, has a serious agenda with her schooling and couldn't make it. But, folks, it's not something that that black people are just racist and they just hate white people and they don't want to. It ain't that. It's just we fear. And I'm going to play this video again because, just wait a few minutes because we got several new people that didn't hear this video. I want to play it again. I'm talking about the molestation one. This is why black people do not like seeing white people with black babies. It's hard enough for black people and their own babies and trying to get them what they need and they're making sure we're doing what we need to do with them intellectually. And let's see. Let me just read a few of these comments. I Am Pig says, it's even though mind control, the decades of planning deception inside of the bigger plans that were laid, like the Willie Lynch papers. Fortune 500 said, young Hebrews must start to understand that coming into knowledge can bring a lot of emotions, and we have to be careful not to hate in the process of loving ourselves. That was a good one. And that is true. That is true. I Am Pig. And there's a lot of people in this chat room. These brothers and sisters are the ones that's talking the most, so I'm just reading the ones that's talking. There are a lot of people, just so everybody knows. Anyway, folks, I just want everybody to know that we're going to be all right. Those of us that have a true heart and that's seeking the Most High, like we prayed earlier in this blog, in this show, we prayed earlier for the Most High to enlighten us and show us our heart. I want to know my heart. I really want to know, am I an undercover racist? I don't think so. I told you we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So I don't think that no white people have the capacity to produce the doctrine of white supremacy. I think it's Satan inside of white people that spew out these doctrines, the Willie Lynch and all these other foolish doctrines that divide and conquer people. I do not think Willie Lynch had the mentality, the smart, the wisdom to come up with such a wicked scheme. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And again, I say to the black people out there listening, so-called black people, what are y'all going to do with all the evils of our own people? I mean, it's murder is murder. It don't feel better murder if a black person murder you versus a white person murder you. And if you get shot by a black person, I guarantee it ain't going to feel no better than getting shot by a white person. I mean, if you shot, you shot. You murdered, you murdered. If you're jealous, it's jealous. It's hatred, it's hatred. And all these things is in our community before white people, if they don't have nothing to do with it, it's been there. It's been there before white people even became a people in the caves of, come out of the caves of Europe. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Before Europe was even a nation, there was Grimaldis in Europe that was there before white people were. Black people have been all over this planet, and wherever they've been, they have been great. They've done wonders. They've done mind-boggling things. They've done very good things, and they have done some very unimaginably wicked things. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principal powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So anyway, I'm trying to see what's going on with this other, this new person that's blogging. So anyway, I want y'all to listen to this one more time and tell me how you honestly feel. Listen to what happened. This is the biggest fear of black folks as far as whites adopting black children. This is the fear right here.
A Duke University employee behind bars after disturbing accusations of child abuse. Investigators say Frank Lombard invited another adult to have sex with his 5-year-old adopted son. Bo Minnick in the newsroom tonight with a closer look at the investigation. Bo.
Ken, a search warrant reveals that Frank Lombard and an undercover officer had a conversation online the day before Lombard was arrested. Documents show that conversation was graphic. Investigators say it led to Lombard inviting the officer to fly to Durham to have sexual contact with his adopted son, and that landed the Duke employee in jail without bond. A confidential tip is what authorities say first led them to Frank Lombard. An informant claimed to have seen the Duke University official sexually molesting an African-American child on a webcam. Forensics consultant Larry Daniel has seen computer sex crime cases before and says in this case, the use of a webcam stands out.
That is just horrific to me beyond belief, because you're watching a crime in process. And what's even more horrific is that people are willing to hook up and watch this crime being committed for sexual gratification. That's just frightening.
Daniel is not connected with Lombard's case, but he says investigators already have key pieces of evidence. Court documents show Lombard communicated online with an undercover officer inviting the officer to have sexual contact with his 5-year-old adopted son. A transcription of the conversation shows Lombard wrote, "Some ways a boy not related to can be better. Less stress about long-term consequences." Authorities also say Lombard told the officer his live-in partner takes business trips, and that allowed Lombard the ability to molest the child as he did, that he drugged the child with Benadryl during the molestation, and that he may have videos depicting children under 5 years old engaging in sexual activity, but that he cleans his collection every so often for fear of detection. Daniel says even if files like that are deleted, they still can be retrieved.
Even if you run some kind of evidence erasing tool, it does not clean up the registry. It will not clean up the link files. So we can still find information, even though you think you're totally secure.
And authorities removed 2 children from Lombard's home, placing them in protective custody. They do not believe the partner was involved in any way in the suspected abuse. Lombard is the associate director of the Center for Health Policy at Duke. He's now on unpaid leave. Ken?
Bo Minnick reporting.
That is why black people say, just leave these babies alone. You know, you can take somebody's car, that's one thing. You can burn down their house, it's another thing. You can, you know, fire them off their job, it's another thing. But what else do black men and black women have more dear than their children? Or let's say it like this, so-called white people, what do they have? What do they have? more dear than their children. And if you really want to see the full effect of this, let's let all these black people go out. Let's let black people go out and go get some white babies. And listen to us talk about these little white babies. And I want y'all to really imagine this. A black man, a big black man, hopefully about 6 foot, muscles everywhere. Maybe he don't speak the most proper English. I'm doing this for a reason. I'm painting a picture. But he's with a little white, little cute little blonde hair, Shirley Temple looking, make you just want to grab and kiss her. He's taking her around the store. What is the average white male going to think? He's molesting her at night. He's molesting her at night. Of course you're going to think that. Let's get real tonight. This is Race Matters. I'm Brother Seth. Welcome to Five Smooth Stone. Again, we're talking about this issue. Blacks, black children being adopted by white parents. Now let's look at the whole gay thing, because that really, really going to mess some people up. Now, as bad as what y'all just heard is, to me, this is Brother Seth talking, one of the things, and I hear I Am Pick saying women rarely abuse children. I don't believe that, I Am Pick. I don't think it's a sexual thing. I don't think it's women versus men. Women have a whole nother level of abuse. They can just demand a boy or a man or a young man. What do I mean by demand? My wife and I talk about this all the time, you know, but I tell her, don't say this, don't say that to our son, because women don't mean no harm, but they just want to love these boys. And a lot of times these boys need to grow up to be men, and these women can't show them how to be men, especially to lesbians. They absolutely, positively cannot do it. They just can't do it. And only a man can show a boy how to be a man. Only a woman can show a girl how to be a girl or a woman. So when you put two men together, two homosexual men, and stick a little girl, you're asking for trouble. Two homosexual men is going to be what they are, homosexual men. So there you got a young boy that's trying to discover his feelings. And folks, you know, we as a generation, we had this thing where we always trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not trying to reinvent nothing. The scriptures is the standard. The scriptures is the standard. The scriptures is the standard. I look for the ancient ways to teach us new ways. I don't look for the new ways to teach the ancient ways. I love homosexuals. I love lesbians, and you should too. But I despise, I believe it's wrong. I don't care how sexual, how, I know men have these fantasies about women, two women and all this stuff, but I'm talking about two people making their mind up, they're going to love each other and do something that does not promote life. I stand against it firmly. I stand with the Most High. I stand with the Holy Prophets. I stand with the Scriptures. And I feel like if you're going to do something like that, do it. And you go on, do it. But when you start saying, I want to go and have kids, and I want them to see me doing what I do, I want these kids to see us loving in love and see how wonderful it is for us two men to be in love. I want our kids to see us kissing, not making out. I mean, you're decent. I mean, some of these couples are very decent. You just want to see them occasionally, see them loving like two husband and a wife does. You want, these lovers want these children to see that and see the beauty of the gay lifestyle. You want them to see all of the trimmings. Folks, this is where I got to make another turn. We got to go our separate ways, because this is wrong. And if you're not sure, well, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just know it feels right. I love my lover. Okay, don't invite a whole nother spiritual being, a child, into this situation where you experiment with life. This is what I don't understand about people that want to have all these sexual encounters. Okay, do it. Enjoy it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but do it. But when you start trying to invite the world and get your rights and get all these rights and make it a way of life, and then the next generation after you, they may believe you. They may look up to you, and they may say these people were right. And I always ask this question when I get confused and I don't know which way to go. If everybody in the world did exactly what I did, what kind of world would it be? If everybody said, you know what, this gay lifestyle is wonderful, let's just all do it. Let's just all do it. This is wonderful. There wouldn't be a planet. There wouldn't be a planet. There wouldn't be a planet. If we all just, men started looking into the glory of men and started saying, you know what, I think I love men more than women. And we all just started dating men and looking at the wonders of men and just being traumatized by the muscles and all this stuff that gay people talk about. And all our women say, you know what, lesbians got it right. It is a better life. It is more safe and more whatever. And everybody, all of our women turn to the lesbian lifestyle. And all of our men turn to the gay lifestyle. What kind of world would it be? It's simple and plain to me. It is not no long drawn out argument. It is simple. It is straight. It is clear. The Most High does not want us confused. He have laid this out clear as day in the scriptures. So, having said that, here go these innocent kids. They don't know nothing about what their little thing is between their legs. They don't know scrap. And here these grown folks are dictating to them. Because if you're gay, whether you know it or not, you're going to influence this child to go that direction. I don't care how much you try to show them, oh, here's a girl and she likes you, little Johnny, you know. But if little Johnny sees mom and Susie very, very, very happy and wonderful and excited about life, they're not stupid. They're not going to want to date. They're going to want to be like mommy and get someone of the same sex. So I am picky. You're right. Let's do a show on gay. I will love, 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 love to do that. And I will even say I will do it in the future. But I just want to say, folks, this is some serious stuff. And the show is designed tonight to, it would be something that would really strike a chord in us. That's why I picked this topic. I knew it would strike a chord in us. And I hate to keep playing this video, but when I get new people, I feel like they don't even know what we're talking about. So I'll play this video one more time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play the other videos because we got like eight, that's not even counting the people on the phone line. So there may be 20 people new before that came on after the show started. So just check this out. We're going to just go through and play these quick little videos real quick. Here was the first one.
What's the big freaking deal that Sandra Bullock adopted a black child? So what? If she's going to be a great mother to that child, love that child unconditionally, it doesn't matter. That child don't see color. That child just want to be loved, held, played with. So does it really matter if a black family want to adopt a white child or a white family want to adopt a black child? It shouldn't matter. It's just love, man. Look at it as love. Bottom line, love. I mean, all this racism and thinking like this, we'll never get ahead. Is it really that bad that Sandra Bullock want to adopt a black child or a black family want to adopt a white child? Really, is it that bad? and best wishes to the child and the mom. And I mean that straight from the heart. Elashay!
That's some little young guy, but his opinion count. Here's two guys walking through like a Kroger's talking about this. Check this out. This is real black feelings. Are they racist? Check it out.
No, I agree. It's great. It's great. But I don't think that little black children should be like iPods or iPads. We're not. I mean, it's like, oh, man, she's got one. I got to get me one.
We're not taking them back. I mean, they're not taking them back to stores.
No, they're not taking them back. No, no. Apparently, they only send little white Russian kids back because they're not trendy enough. All the way back on the other side. But no. No, George. I'm sorry. I'm not a, you know, like.
I mean, I think it's okay.
I guess it's great that these kids are getting homes and stuff.
I mean, but
it's not like they're going to a bad home, true. But
I mean, wouldn't you rather they adopt her rather than cast sex adopting them?
Let's not talk about cat sex.
I'm just saying.
She takes good enough care of her own children.
I mean, I don't know. She probably puts in the work, too. Excuse me, please. She puts in the work, too, but I'm just saying, though. Like, I would rather see, one of them grab a child than cat sex.
What do you mean, one of them?
A celebrity. Someone who's really...
Well, no. You know, I'm fine with adoption, but I'm just saying, like, really? It's like, it's so fucking, excuse me, it's so trendy and, like, hey, it's almost like we're all, they're getting, you know, it's like, you know, adopting someone is great, but if you want this one? Adopting for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't see a problem with it there.
Like,
I,
hey, George. What if someone... Okay, you want someone to like you or want you just to like you, right? For you, right?
Sometimes.
Correct, right? Not because it's just trendy to like guys like you right now.
Hey.
Those young brothers, I love what they said. More like iPods, I agree with them. But this is a few. I'm playing a few videos to catch some of y'all up, and then we'll finish the show. Check this out. Here's Howard Stern with his crazy self making his comment. I just want y'all to hear how different people feel about it. Check it out.
So fucked. Yeah, I read all those magazines. Like, well, first of all, I have to because Beth Clobbered had a gram 82% to 18% on who wore it better.
You got to keep up with that.
By the way, that on the cover is Sandra Bullock yet again cradling young Lewis.
Well, that's going to, you know, she's going to surpass Heidi Klum and Seal.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is just, they can't get enough. First of all, Sandra Bullock now is walking around like that kid's like sewn to her, and she's cradling that child. And I, you know. Not only is it because her husband left her, but they love taking pictures of white women with black babies. They do.
That's what I was saying. Like, she's America's sweetheart, so now she has a black child, and we're going to see pictures of everything the child does.
Absolutely. And you know what? And everyone's so fake about race and all this stuff. I know, first of all, Heidi Klum isn't that big a star, and Seal is no longer that big a star. But you cannot, and I read them all. Inquirer, Us Magazine, OK Magazine, In Touch Magazine. I can name them all. I read them back to front, front to back. They can't get enough pictures of white women with black babies and black husbands. And Sandra Bullock running around with Lewis, and he's a black baby.
Like, we already know his name. Why do I know this guy's
what?
Name?
I can't avoid it. With a big, giant afro, and everyone gets... That kid's got some head of hair. I mean, it's growing wild.
How old is he now?
I don't know, but he's got an amazing amount of hair for a kid that young. He's got a full afro. And, you know... I mean, let's face it. That's what's going on. Everyone loves to see white women with black babies because everyone talks about it.
Well, yeah, it's an attention grabber for sure.
Beth was already talking. She wants to adopt a black baby. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's the new Hollywood thing. If you're going to be having parties out there, you have to have your black child.
That'd be
you?
Great if I get a black baby. You think they'd even give me a black baby?
I don't think you could get one.
Yeah, I didn't want to break it to Beth. Honey, I'm all. I can go and say, you know what? I'm in support of getting a black baby. I don't know why.
Can you imagine? Because all they would do is start calling for tapes from their show.
I mean, like playback. Hello there.
And there's no way you're getting a black baby.
I might get a white baby and paint it black.
Oh.
I don't know.
The only way.
Yeah, I wonder if I could get a black baby. I might apply for one.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Then turn it down.
But I think I should.
Horrible thing to do.
Well, I don't want any more kids. I just want to see if I can get one. I wonder if I'll be the only white guy who can get a black kid. But don't you think I could provide a nice life for the black kid? And you know I'm a good dad.
I don't know how you're going to explain some of the things you do to your black child.
I'll say I was unenlightened. Now I'm into black culture.
I see. You've
First
had
of all,
an awakening, an epiphany.
Out of all the white celebrities, I'm the most qualified to have a black baby because I grew up in a black community and I know something about
that
being black.
That may be the least qualification.
Well, I can give the kid his black roots.
Because you had such a horrible, horrible experience.
No, I'm telling you, I could teach the kid about being black. I could teach him about lotion, how to lotion yourself up.
Yeah, but people might say, you know what, he might be getting that kid just to torture the kid the way he was.
No, come on, I love the kid.
You haven't even got the kid yet.
Teach him how to afro pick. I'll do the whole thing.
Can you braid?
I can braid, I can teach him cool in the gang. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? I'd be a terrific black dad. I'd be like, hey, anyone calls you boy, you fuck them up.
Well, speaking of Sandra Bullock, you see that Jesse James is giving an interview?
I can't wait for that. Tuesday night, Nightline, I'm there.
Jesse James is ready to talk about his infidelity scandal.
If I can stop this. All right, and the last video that alarmed most of us, I'm sure most of y'all was alarmed by this, and I'll have to play this video last, and then we'll finish the conversation. For those of y'all in here, this is the video, this is the audio that most black people fear. Again, most of you haven't heard this in the chat room. We got a lot of new people just came in, so I'm playing this strictly for you.
A Duke University employee behind bars after disturbing accusations of child abuse. Investigators say Frank Lombard invited another adult to have sex with his 5-year-old adopted son. Bo Minnick in the newsroom tonight with a closer look at the investigation. Bo.
Ken, a search warrant reveals that Frank Lombard and an undercover officer had a conversation online the day before Lombard was arrested. Documents show that conversation was graphic. Investigators say it led to Lombard inviting the officer to fly to Durham to have sexual contact with his adopted son, and that landed the Duke employee in jail without bond. A confidential tip is what authorities say first led them to Frank Lombard. An informant claimed to have seen the Duke University official sexually molesting an African-American child on a webcam. Forensics consultant Larry Daniel has seen computer sex crime cases before and says in this case, the use of a webcam stands out.
That is just horrific to me beyond belief because you're watching a crime in process. And what's even more horrific is that people are willing to hook up and watch this crime being committed for sexual gratification. That's just frightening.
Daniel is not connected with Lombard's case, but he says investigators already have key pieces of evidence. Court documents show Lombard communicated online with an undercover officer inviting the officer to have sexual contact with his 5-year-old adopted son. A transcription of the conversation shows Lombard wrote, "Some ways a boy not related to can be better. Less stress about long-term consequences." Authorities also say Lombard told the officer his live-in partner takes business trips, and that allowed Lombard the ability to molest the child as he did, that he drugged the child with Benadryl during the molestation, and that he may have videos depicting children under 5 years old engaging in sexual activity, but that he cleans his collection every so often for fear of detection. Daniel says even if files like that are deleted, they still can be retrieved.
Even if you run some kind of evidence erasing tool, it does not clean up the registry. It will not clean up the link files. So we can still find information, even though you think you're totally secure.
And authorities removed 2 children from Lombard's home, placing them in protective custody. They do not believe the partner was involved in any way in the suspected abuse. Lombard is the associate director of the Center for Health Policy at Duke. He's now on unpaid leave. Ken?
Bowman is reporting.
And, folks, that is what we're talking about tonight. The reason why I'm sharing this one more time is to explain something. You know, here we call the show Race Matters, and we're looking at racism, and we're looking at ourselves, and we're always trying to be better. I know y'all are. Always looking at yourself introspectively, seeing, checking your heart. You should be. Now, I believe that racism is the biggest giant, the biggest threat to socialism on the planet. I think that whites and blacks live this fake facade every single day. I think a lot of them just absolutely cannot. We're constantly in competition with each other. And I, along with hopefully you, want to see a change. And I thought of this subject because even some of the most church-going people I know, when this subject comes up, it hits a chord in them. And, like, you know, when we start talking about this, we lose it. And I think it's a good topic to reveal the true heart, our true heart. A lot of white people cannot stand the fact that black people have trouble with it. They don't understand. They're saying, you know what, we're cleaning up y'all's mess. You should be glad that we're taking these kids. You're not taking them. You don't have what the world with all to take care of them. You should be glad we're taking these kids. What's your problem? And that's how they feel about it. And then black people are saying, leave our babies alone. You've done everything to us possibly. But again, what do you do? As one brother said in the chat room, I mean, what do you do? You leave these babies in the system? I mean, aren't you glad to see these white families take them? And we just have to pray that these families do right by these kids. I mean, kids are being abused in their own homes by their biological parents. I mean, that don't make it right. I'm definitely not trying to advocate abuse here. But I'm just saying, if you'd ask the kid, if you go interview most of these kids and say, what do you want? They'll probably say, I want my family. Speaking of the white family that they had. Now, if that kid grow up, when that kid grow up and you say, well, what was best for you? Now that you're grown and you grew up in this white family, looking back over your life, what was best for you? They would probably say that I would have stayed with my biological, but they didn't want me. They didn't need me or whatever. And I'm thankful that this white family came along and helped me. And that's the way we should look at it. You know, but again, because racism is so strong, and a lot of white people can't even get along with adults, we just figured, what are you going to do when these kids get of age? So I just want to just say to us tonight, you know, folks, we got to deal with racism. We got to really look at our hearts and try to understand each other a little bit more. Now, I had also talked about something else, and that was poor white people. And I said if we got time, we were going to talk about it. Well, we only have like 25 minutes left, but I want to share something that to me is the most untalked about topic probably in America, and that is these poor, poor, poor white people. Nobody talk about these poor white people. And maybe that's what Gabriel was talking about earlier when he said you love you some white folks. But, I mean, there are some show enough. If I see somebody poor, I don't care who they are, white or black, my heart goes out to them. I mean, if they really suffering and don't have what it takes to get an education, don't have what it takes to get food, don't have what it takes to live in a healthy environment, man, I'm just not that easy to where I'm going to be looking. I want black people. If somebody said, which one do you want first, blacks or whites? If I just had to pick, I probably would pick somebody that looked like me, that looked like my aunt, looked like my cousin. You know, but I would hate not to have to pick between the two because I don't want to see nobody suffer. I never have. That's been how I was as a child. And you should be the same way if you follow the Most High. Okay? But I do think it's very interesting, and I bet you this is what, anyway, I'm sure people find it very interesting. But listen, have y'all ever thought about So white people, I'm talking to black folks right now. Do you remember growing up and there being those white people in the hood that idolized black folks? I'm talking about black people. I'm talking to black people now that was raised in a lower income. Now, if you was raised in the suburbs, I'm not talking to you. If you were poor white people, I'm talking to you. So I'm talking to poor folks right now that was raised poor anyway. Do you remember when you was going to your black school, how there was those few white people in the classroom that sometimes got laughed at because you know how black kids are. If you don't stand your ground, they will check you. And I remember lots of white kids that went through it, man, and they learned to be tough. They learned to fight, and they learned to, but they was not the smartest ones in the class. They was not, not in my schools. Okay, when we went on to middle school, they were not the smartest kids. And when we went on to high school, they were not the smartest kids. What happened to them? There are millions upon millions of poor white people. You know, my wife has always come up to West Virginia, no hatred to West Virginians, but she talk about the Appalachians and all this. There's a lot of white people that do not know how to read and write. I was shocked at the literacy, the illiterate amount of people that was illiterate in the New York area. I was just blown away by the stats on that. Black people, we've always been the poster child, and we are the poster child. I don't think nobody's going to suppress what we've been through as the people. That I'll go to the bank with. But I will say there are lots of white people that don't get no cameras on them. They go in and out of prison, too. That's where a lot of these prisoners are. You know, there's a lot of white people in prison. They say that there's like a million black men in prison, but they're like a million white people, too. We just, from a racial standpoint, we have a higher ratio of black men than white, but there are about a million black white men in jail, too. And a lot of them come from these poor environments. And I'm thinking to myself, I like to be a well-rounded brother. I like to know the whole truth. I want to see the whole picture. And I think a lot of the reason why it's not talked about, because this is white people's, as they call it, out of their own mouth, and they coin this phrase, poor white trash. This is a part of their people that they don't want to acknowledge. So they don't pay no homage. They don't do no programs. They don't talk about them on no shows. You very seldom hear anything about these poor white people. Now, again, black people, I think, have them beat as far as the numbers of suffering. I don't know. Actually, now I think about it, there may be more poor white people than black. But on the ratio, we have a higher ratio of people that's going through hard times than whites do. Okay? Anyway, I just was thinking about that, and I want to know what y'all's take is on that, okay? I really would like to know your comments on that. What do you think about that? Do y'all know who I'm talking about? Do you experience this? Do y'all see this? Let me just read back up in here a little bit. I can't help but I want to read this comment. It says, Brother Seth, I understand your point on the white man molestation piece, but I think it's no more fair than white news groups stereotyping black males as racist and dangerous or some statistically unsound stereotype. Let me read that one more time. Brother Seth, I understand your point on this white man molestation piece, but I think it is no more fair than white news groups stereotyping black males as rapists and dangerous or some statistical unsound stereotype. Or maybe I've just had to listen to it so many times that it's on my nerves. And well, I only played it so much, my brother, because again, we're getting all these new people, and sometimes when you do these blogs, you got to repeat stuff that you did at the beginning of the show because some other people might not have heard it, but I hear you. It's got on my nerves too, for playing a lot too. That's the truth. But I feel you on that. But anyway, all I'm going to say is this. that is the fear, though. I mean, that video, that audio is absolutely what everybody I know talk about. They're worried that these kids are being molested. I mean, you see two gay men, you see, I mean, really gay men. They got a young black boy with them. Come on, talk to me, brother. What do you think is going on in the room? You already thinking of what's going to happen. So it's not so much we're stereotyping these white males. I'm just saying that that's the fear of black people when they see. And even if I see, I ain't gonna lie. my wife got this thing, and she sees. Sometimes we'll see a couple take a black kid. We'll see a white couple at Kroger's or something, and that black kid, if that black kid is not looking dressed up and looking sharp, my wife says something. And I'm telling you, as much as I love all people, multiply that times four, and that's my wife, you know, because she really have, I mean, I just think that that's just, I mean, I don't know if there's any such thing as, anyway, loving more, but I promise you, she is not one to be playing around with being no racist. She love all people, just like I do. But when she see a couple, a white couple, and that baby is not looking right, she got these feelings. It's very normal and natural. I'm just trying to bring light on the subject tonight and say to our white brothers and sisters, y'all need to chill out. We're not happy with how these babies are being talked about. We definitely ain't happy with these celebrities. Now, they show enough is out of order. But a lot of these couples really need to just stick with white children because you don't understand blacks, so-called blacks, and you don't understand black culture. You hate black culture. You hate a culture that's older than Europe. And I'm not talking about this foolish black culture we have in America, but you hate everything. A lot of people hate everything about black people. They very few things they like about black people. And then black people they like is the Oprahs and the Michael Jordan. But the average everyday black person, they can't tolerate them. And these are people that's running to get these days. Remember the Haiti situation. Well, he said, good to hear you laugh. Well, that was funny. I had to laugh on that. But all I'm saying is if a white person is going to take that baby and do what's right, treat them like they're their own flesh, I say go. Go. I will be the first one to send a black baby with a white couple if I knew for a fact that's what they was going to do. And I don't think no black person on this planet opposed that. Well, there may be some, but I know I don't. And I think everybody with the same mind would agree with me. It's just when people have mistreated you for so long in so many ways, y'all know I do the Expo 30. The Expo 30 is something Brother Seth does where I talk about 30 areas of our life where we are oppressed by white people. 30 areas of our life where we are oppressed by white people. And it's political, it's science, it's religion, it's education, it's judicial, it's law enforcement. Every aspect of our life, we are oppressed in everything we do with regards to dealing with our white brothers and sisters. The last thing we want to see is a couple of white people walk off with a black baby, an innocent black child that's got to go inside the house with these people, close the door, and we don't know what's going on. That's why I played the video. It's just a very natural response. Somebody said, gunslinger just jumped in here out of nowhere saying race mixing is just plain wrong. The only problem with that comment, gunslinger, much respect and to you, and thank you for joining us on this blog, is we don't acknowledge race. No such thing as a race based on color. You cannot prove that, and 1,000 people can't prove that. There's no such thing as a race based upon color. That is all concocted by races. Race, nation, race came from nationalities. Nationalities. We are different nations. The Most High Almighty acknowledged nations, but he never acknowledged. There is no such thing as a white man and a black man. And I got a question for you, Gunslinger. You should a question and a comment. And, well, a question and a suggestion. I suggest you listen to my show, my blog on leprosy. And I guarantee you'll write me an email thanking me for the information. I prove that there's no such thing as a white man or a black man, that we're all one color. As a matter of fact, when black people get something called vitiligo and they begin to lose their pigmentation, what color do they turn when they lose all their pigmentation? They become as a white person. So we all are white. We all are white. There is not a person on the place on the face of this earth that's not white. But like an M&M, we're coated, we're colored with this thing called melanin, earth. It's nothing more than earth. All the properties of melanin is in earth. Dr. Jewel Pookrum, J-E-W-E-L-L, Pookrum, P-O-O-K-R-U-M, does a wonderful job explaining it. She is a world authority on melanin. So once you begin to see that and understand that we are truly one flesh, the doctor said, if I need a heart, a white person's heart might be a better fit than my own brother or sister. So we don't acknowledge race based upon color. This is racial matters, folks. Racial matters and solutions. That's the name of this show. We're dealing with we're at the core of racism. We are trying to rock this whole thing over. And one of the first revelations we talk about is there is no such thing as a white person. Now, if a white person want to say that they're European, okay, now you're talking. Now we're talking science. You can say European, but then you got to say who is European in a nation in the table of nations. There's only 70 nations. There's not 200 nations as it is today. There's only 7 nations. Most High acknowledge 7 nations. The Most High, the Almighty, does not acknowledge somebody grabbing the tanks, guns, group of people, and going to start a nation. Some coup. He don't acknowledge that. Neither do we. There's only 70 nations. Europe is one of those, part of one of those nations. And white people that come out of that, they are acknowledged as that. But guess what? There's black people that live in the same nation. See, you can't lump people up based upon color. You can't. There's white people in every nation. Every nation have white people. Did you know that? Every single nation have blonde hair, blue-eyed people that can argue you that they are just as European in feature more than the European is. So that kills the whole theory. All right? So I didn't say 7 nations. Y'all got to hear me. Am I talking too close to my phone? I'll back up. I said 70 nations. Genesis 10. We are all from 70 nations. There is no such thing as a white race. No such thing as a black race. Ain't nobody, you know, what is, you know, white people ain't white. And I'm going to tell you something. All you white people listening today, if you listen to Five Smooth Song, you know ain't no, this brother here ain't pushing no hatred, so you're going to have to go somewhere else with that if that's what you think. But I'm going to say this. Look outside your window tomorrow when it's nice and sunny, and I want you to find the color of white people. You'll be looking until next week because it's not there. Nowhere. It is nowhere. The color of white people is nowhere. But on the other hand, look at the soil of the Delta of the Earth and tell me, is that the color of black people? Brown, you can throw dirt on black people and you won't even see it. Civilization started with dust-colored people. The Most High made men of the dust of the earth. Now, is that brownie points for black people to go, oh, great, no, that's foolishness. That is so foolish, I don't know what to say. I'm not with that. But I do preach it, and yes, it does. Some people do celebrate because they've been beat down so long, and it's good to hear some good about black skin or dark skin. But, folks, I'm telling y'all, civilization started with brown-skinned people. It ain't nothing to really celebrate. It's just a fact. It's science. Black is the dominant color. If we all mix and forgot color and race and color and race and color. Well, let me tell you, too, like I did a guy in first class one time. I was flying on the aircraft one time, and I asked this white guy, I said, would you like to see white people live forever? And white guy looked at me a little offended. You know how people are, these businessmen, they look at you like, you know, they already think they're better than you, a lot of them. So when I said, do you think white people should live forever? He looked at me like I was crazy. He said, well, yeah. Don't you think black people should live forever? And I said, well, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, do you want to see racism end? You want to see racism end? Do you want to see us just forget about race and we all just treat each other based upon character, like Martin Luther King Jr. said? And the guy says, by golly, yes, I'd love to see that. And I say, sir, you can't have both. Somebody don't believe black is the dominant color. They really miss science. The black people, especially if they African black and not this mixed up that most black people are in America, if they're the black color that Africa is and they mix with any white person, that baby ceases to be white. That means black is the dominant color. This is taught in science all over the world. This is not Brother Seth. This is white people teaching science. This is what white people taught me. So you have a hard time gunslinging 1964 with trying to back out of that one, okay? That's all kind of thousands of books wrote on that. That's genetics. But anyway, the white guy told me in first class, he said, I said, you can't have white people living forever and have a colorblind society. Because if you have a colorblind society, we all love each other and just forgot about color, begin to mix, and white and black being the dominant color, the dominant gene. You know, kind of do with black people. Quit thinking about black people in a race and the whites punching the blacks and the blacks punching the whites and the white going in the black. We got to get out of this competition stuff, man. I'm so beyond that crap. You know, do you want truth or do you want to win the war? I mean, I'm so past that. Let's grow up, okay? But what I'm saying is, if we all begin to mix and that black begin to mix, you have no more white people. You have no more white people. No, God is not black person. Whoever said this, God is not black. He don't have a color. The Most High is a spirit. Now, Christ walked the earth, and I don't know what color he was, but the Bible says his hair was like lamb wool. Bible says his feet looked like it was burnt bronze as though it's burning in the fire. The Bible says in Lamentation that Israel said our visage was blacker than a coal. The Bible says in Lamentations that our face was blacker than the oven. Israel was talking. God got mad in Israel and said, I'm going to take away your nose, jewelry, your feet, jewelry. Nobody dressed like that but people in Africa and India. The Bible says that the disciples, the people said to Paul in the book of Acts, aren't you an Egyptian? And all white scholars, I don't even quote black scholars. When I'm dealing with white people, like on this thing right here, I don't even quote black scholars. And it's a shame because there are some of the finest scholars. Dioc challenged the whole European the whole education of Europe and defeated them. Shenka Diop. I'll even quote them. I'll leave the black scholars for those that really want to learn. I'm talking about what white people say. White people say Egypt was black, charcoal black. That's what black people's as and constantly was mistaken for an Egyptian. Saved us. An Egyptian saved us. They called Moses an Egyptian. Everybody know Egyptians back then was black. Then Pharaoh, I know every scholar I ever heard say Pharaoh was black, and Moses passes his grandson. I mean, come on, y'all. When are we going to get past this, you know, I'm still trying to hold on that God was white. Well, nobody white in the Bible. Well, nobody white in the Bible. This is racial matters and solutions. We got like 4 minutes. I can't do a study on this. You got to have to listen to the Leprosy series, Gunslinger, and anybody else that think, you know, quite as he is saying. Okay, again, look out at the earth tomorrow. And I do want Fortune 400, 500. Please let me know what you mean by wow. I just out of curiosity. I just want to know. But I will say this. You look at earth tomorrow, you're going to see two colors, green and brown. Again, Most High said he made men out of the dust of the earth, okay? And it's not no point. But you know what? After black people have been constantly told that they don't matter and they're lazy and they're this and they're that, y'all, you know, white people should welcome this information because it brings such a balance, because white people have been held as the gods of the earth. And now here's a little truth that come along and kind of makes black people look more sane. I would think our white brothers and sisters would be saying, you know what, I'm going to teach my kids this. I'm going to go tell my kids, because this is Bible. I'm not making up stuff. These are real live scriptures. And I have like 500 scriptures that prove what I'm saying. And I only name, what, like 6, 3, 4, 5? You don't want me to open up this can of worms, trust me. Anyway, folks, I've have enjoyed it. I'm still waiting on Fortune, if he's still around, to give me what he meant by wow. Let's see what Gunslinger said last. Nobody was white in the Bible. Faints and fall back in it. I don't know what that means. Nobody was white in the Bible. Faints and fall back in it. He's being literal. Are you stark white or you're kind of tan? Like, anyway, like I was saying, we're all the same family, folks. We're all the same family. When a black person get vitiligo and they begin to lose their pigmentation, they are white. They become white. So black people is white upon all is black. So God made us out of the dust of the earth. So if you don't have the dust that says that's a degenerated state, and that white skin came out of sin, y'all got to listen to Leprosy Series Part 1, 2, 3, and 4 to understand more what I'm saying. I enjoy y'all stopping by. I love every single one of you. There ain't nothing you can do about that. Ain't nothing you can do about that. All of you in the chat room, there ain't nothing you can do about it, okay? Keep pray for those black babies. And I'm going to leave out with a song, and I'm going to leave you out with this song. Again, thank you for listening. And this song is going to be is this what we want to do? No, I'll play something else for you. Check this out. We got a question. I just want to hear what this brother have to say. Area code. Let's see if we can get him on here. Area code 856-676. We're trying to get you on here. Hold on 1 second. Computer's moving really slow here. I promise everybody we'd always get the questions in. This brother had his hand up for a while. I apologize. Go ahead, my brother. You on the air?
Yes, Brother Seth. This is Fortune 500.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you called in. I appreciate that. I was playing a song there, but I saw your hand. I said, well, let me get to this hand. So I apologize. You know, I got a rule that I will answer all questions. So go ahead with your comment. We'll let you have the closing words.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to have to probably post it. I was just going over the Bible last night, and I was reading a verse. When I said wow, this is what I meant by wow. I was reading a verse. I believe it was in Revelations. If not, I will give you the quote later on in the actual verse. But it stated that that it was God, I'm sorry, Jesus and God, and they shone like two stones. Okay, so therefore the stones were, I believe, sardine and jasper. Okay,
right.
So when we're talking about the color, it was not white. The white energy, see, the problem is that when the statement went up that what do you think that God is black? My response to that is, what do you think God looks like? Okay, now I'm not saying that he's black, all right, and I'm not saying that he's white either, all right? But let's be honest here. Let's not talk about energy and then get all twisted up. They gave you an image of what your creator looks like, and that's jasper and sardine. Now, I don't know whether or not you know the verse right now, but like I said, I can actually find that verse for you. I didn't have time, so I had to call in.
Well, you know what? That's good research, and you're absolutely right. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper and sardine, I actually looked it up myself and did a study on that, and you're right. Jasper and sardine
mm-hmm.
are dark stones, and
exactly.
That's why I'm telling you, man, it is so much, you know, on this. I didn't want to turn the show into that. We was talking about the black babies being adopted by white parents, and that was what we were talking about. But when somebody come in the chat room and they start saying crazy stuff like, you know, the things that the brother was saying, then we have to go there. And that's the only reason I got on the topic. But you're right. The Jasper Stone, Sardine Stone, all these are very dark images. And this is what the prophets, the holy men of the Bible look like. This is what Israel look like. There are
exactly.
no white-skinned people in the Bible. I mean, people say, oh, this sounds so hard, and it sounds so hard. Yeah, it do. I agree. But the bottom line is, do you have any proof? Show me. There's one scripture where it says his belly was white. But then it goes on to talk about all these different stones that he looked like also. So was he a zebra? No, it's just saying,
right.
But if you look at that word white, if you look at that word in the Strong's Concordance, if you look at the word white, I promise you it says pure. It don't say nothing about
right.
no color. So it was just saying his
exactly.
belly was pure. So there
exactly.
is no white images in the Bible. There is no white people in the Bible. There is no such thing. And so that's what I try to share. But it's not to make white people feel bad. Again, I see them as my brothers and sisters. It's not that. But I tell you one thing, in this world of white supremacy / black inferiority, we got to say it. We got to say it loud. We got to be bold because white supremacy
yep.
is crippling humanity. It's got a bunch of kings and queens acting like niggas and thugs and everything else under the sun. And that is the only reason I bring up the colors, to help elevate a people, help us to see that the Most High not only just thought of us, he started with us, and he's going to finish with us. These people,
exactly
white
true,
people, have been grafted. These so-called white people, and I say so-called because I don't believe in white people, but these people with little melanin, which is the more proper term, these nations with little melanin, with lesser pigmentations, is considered Gentiles, and they was engrafted in later on. So it all started with these so-called rejects, and that may be why we suffer so much today. That may be why we find ourselves at the bottom of society. That may be why we crawl as a people, you know. So I'm just out here trying to get some truth, Fortune, letting people know that, you know, like you're saying, this Jasper Stone, all this is talking about how people look. And these stones
right.
are very dark.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I looked at the Jasper Stone last night when I was looking at all this. And I have family members that look exactly like that stone, that same exact color. Now, am I saying that God is black? No, I'm not saying that, because black is just a term that was made up a long time ago. So I'm following you on that. That's definitely true. You know what I mean? Black and white are terms that were made up. All right, that does not mean that's who you are. Now, so I don't really like using the term black and white when it comes down in relation to this. Now, I do differ from you on certain topics about the white race. And I'm not saying that they're not our brothers. They are. But there's a lot more to it than I believe the melanin. But, you know, that's another topic. And I can probably talk about because I don't want to, you know, change your show. But that's another topic that I think that you know, that maybe me and you can talk about later on. And,
I'm going to do it a step further. I'm going to do it a step further because I hear it too much. I would like to know, and I don't want no debate, but I would like to actually know if you feel like you're versed in it. I want you to share on it maybe next week. I mean, I really want to know if it's true. Put it out there.
Right.
If you think that,
right.
that you know, I don't know if you're saying this, but I know some people actually feel like Esau and the whole hairy thing, but if you're coming from that vein that Esau was hairy and the white man is hairy and he I mean, I've heard some things and I just, it don't hold water. It is so many hairy Indians and from India. Indian people are so hairy, it ain't funny. They could kill that whole myth behind. And then there's so many white people that don't have no hair on them. I mean, so this whole thing.
That's absolutely true. What I came across about a year ago, there was a study that was taking place. This is all scientific. You can find it all over the internet, all over YouTube if you like. They found out that Africans, Native Africans, indigenous to the region of Africa, all right, does not carry the Neanderthal genome. Now they found that they were wondering what happened to the Neanderthal. It just completely disappeared. So they did a genetic testing. They did a cross-section of people all over the entire world, okay? Now, what they found was there is a genetic link to the Neanderthal genome from 2 to 4% to every person on this planet except for the indigenous African to the indigenous African. Now, if that's the case, and we all know that the African, the so-called African, of course, that's a name that came later on. I didn't want to get into all that. But if we know that is the original man, and that's where man came from, okay, why is it that the genome to the Neanderthal has not been found? There is no trace of the Neanderthal genome in the indigenous African. So it has to be a separate species altogether. Now, this is a scientific fact. Now, also, we know, well, this is what I believe. I'm not trying to enforce my belief on anyone else, but I believe in the two separate creation theories. Because when you start adding everything up, okay, and we know that Cain, when he left out of the garden, he was banished from the garden, he went to the land of Nod. He also found a wife. So, you know, what I do is I don't try to add to the Bible. I do not try to take away. They didn't, from what I've read, and maybe someone else can point something different to me, but Adam and Eve didn't have a daughter, as far as I understand. So I don't want to add any extra to it. I don't want to take anything away. But he went there and found a wife. He also, before he left out of that garden, he complained that the others may kill him. Or do harm to him. Okay, so the Creator gave him a mark to let all others be wary of this man and do not touch this man. Okay? Now, if it was just the family, okay, why would he have to place a mark on him when he ventured out of the garden? I mean, there's a lot of other links to this. You know what I mean? These are all things that I came up with. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that I'm wrong. The only thing that I'm saying is that when you start looking at science and what science has been stating about these Neanderthals, all right, and there's no African Neanderthals. Now, what happened was, from what I've been researching, there's another DVD put out by National Geographic. It's called The Human Family Tree. And it explains how the African, I believe it was the Grimaldi, went and somewhere around, like I say, with the so-called Middle East now, there was a passageway that went up through that way, okay? And that was the mixing of Neanderthal and the human being, that the modern-day human being, if you know, for lack of a better term, mixed. Okay? Now, once you have these mixings, okay, there's going to be some natural changes that take place. Some of these, we all know what the Neanderthal looked like from skeletons and recreation from the skeleton. We knew that their skulls were completely different. Their brain capacity was a lot lower. And all of a sudden, there's a mix of people coming in, taking on some of the attributes of these Grimaldis and these other Africans coming in. And they wind up losing that color through the process. The hair starts to change. When you have so much coming in, like if I was, obviously I'm a black man, but if I had a child with a European woman, all right, it's a good chance my child's going to come out dark. But if my child marries another European and it goes down the line, eventually, the melanin's going to go. They're going to start losing the attributes of an African, and they're going to start to change. And that is the theory that I'm going with for myself. Like I said, I'm not trying to make anyone else think anything different. But this is from the research that I've gathered.
Well, do me a favor.
Sure.
I would like for you to share that in more in depth, because this is what I believe. Normally when somebody talk about these white people, you mm-hmm. didn't do it tonight. You didn't do it. Normally, you didn't do it, okay? But normally when somebody brings this out, sooner or later they're going to try to tell you how these people is more wicked than black people. And they want to make it like this is the devil and blah, blah, blah. Sooner or later, the reason why they're making a difference, they divide these people away from society, from other people, is they're going to try to lump them they're going to try to make them to be some spiritual, more wicked being. And that's where I vehemently draw the line, because I'm telling you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I just believe, I've had too many experiences with these spirits, with evil spirits. I mean, and most people that teach this, I'm being honest mm-hmm. with you, most
right.
people that I know that's teaching a lot of, some of what you're saying, they have no belief in the spiritual realm or very little. So when I start talking about demons, they start thinking something spooky. And they once they do that, there are listeners like me there's millions of listeners like me that will hear them and say, they ain't it. Because we know there's evil spirits. We know that there's spirits that inhabit bodies. So I'm saying,
yeah.
When we start trying to make a people out just because of some genetics and this and that, and making them out to be less than human and all this, again, most of these people are trying to demonize white people. And I just, if they devils, let me tell you something. I ain't afraid to say it out loud. I don't care how many white friends I got. I used to think they was devils, and I said it loud and clear as I'm saying it now. And I ain't afraid to go back to it. But to me, it's ludicrous. It's when I was in the third grade. Now I'm in a senior. I used to think that, but I've evolved into seeing that black people is doing the very same thing they doing. What are we going to say about these black folks? We ain't going to make up no special place to put them. We're going to say, well, they normal, they black. But these white people are different. They're this. So I want to hear what you got to say, because you're not the first person that brought this up. You're not the first person, and I would like for you to do it on the show.
I'm actually still doing research on this, but this has been my conclusion. I've actually been looking at this for the past couple of years, okay? And from what I'm saying is this. I'm not demonizing anybody based upon their race. I believe that that's the most ridiculous thing that anyone can possibly do, all right? Because let me tell you something. When I was in high school, my best friend, all right, mother was white, his father was black. He came out to the average person looking exactly white. Okay? Now, so what does that make him? Is that supposed to make him evil because the skin color was different? That's not what it's about. What it's about, and also one other thing I like to address. When we're talking about scripture, I understand that people can get offended, all right? But at the same exact time, when we come with truth, all right, truth has a tendency of offending people, no matter how you put it, if you're going to tell the truth. So the whole PR thing that a lot of us do, and I've done it for years, and I still find myself struggling with it a little bit. I'm not saying go out here and blatantly try to insult someone, but sometimes what happens is that when we're looking for the truth and we're looking to explain the truth, we don't want to hurt someone else in doing it. So we tend to modify or tweak our statement in order for it to fit. Now, I'm going to go back to saying what I was saying before. I'm not demonizing anyone based on the color of their skin. That would be absolutely ridiculous. Okay? What I'm saying is that scientists, and like I said, you can look at it throughout the entire internet, scientists have determined that the average person on this planet, except for the indigenous African, has the Neanderthal genome. Now, we've been talking about, let's go back to Noah, okay? Now, with the story of Noah and Noah's sons, everyone seems to focus on Ham, okay? Ham and Shem, all right? Now, everyone always seems to forget about Japheth or Japheth, all right? But all of those brothers, all right, all those brothers, and I mean brothers, I mean literally and figuratively speaking, all those brothers were children of the Most High, and they were pure. That's the reason why they were saved, okay? Now, Japheth went up into the isles of the Europeans, okay? Now, the flood, it states in the Bible, and like I said, I don't have all my notes in front of me. I will have to really look at my notes, but it didn't get everybody in the flood. It didn't get all the entities that were supposed to be destroyed were not destroyed in that flood. Okay? And Japheth started the Gentiles. So if Japheth started the Gentiles and everybody up in Europe are the Gentiles, all right, then who was everyone else? Everybody likes to just throw out the whole term, either you're a Jew or you're a Gentile. Either you're an Israelite or you're a Gentile. When that's not the truth. That's not the truth. There are, from what my understanding is, all right, you have Shem and you have Ham. Now, through Shem's generations, there were a certain group of people that were picked, and those group of people were picked to go out and teach the entire world again because everyone else fell off track, including us. But we have to come back to it. Now, like I said, am I, and at the same exact time, I also like to bring up another point. The Gentiles, can also be saved. But in doing some research, and actually I'd like to talk to you a little bit later offline about this, because I'm in the middle of doing like a lot of different research. So I don't want to get too far off and too deep into something that I'm studying right now. But I am not trying to make it seem as though I'm trying to fire shots at all Europeans. I'm definitely not trying to do that. Some of those people are our brothers, and more of our brothers than even some of our brothers that are here. All right? But we have to understand also, and I'm sorry, I want to make it real short, this last statement. We have to understand that Satan is in control now. And everybody who's running wayward, no matter what your color is, all right, those people are underneath satanic control. Whether they realize it or not, I'm not saying that they're possessed with these little demons running around jumping inside their bodies, but they're being led to do demonic things. And that doesn't matter what color you are, all right, because when Satan, all right, is trying to take control of his planet, he's trying to take control of everyone, even the Israelites. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I don't want to make anybody think that I'm pointing blame just at our European brothers. I'm also pointing blame at everybody who deserves to be pointing the finger at, and that includes us too.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And, you know, all the thing I'm going to say is this, because I want to wrap this show up, is, yes, you do call me, and I think you should have my phone number. I think we've talked once. But let's talk
off
the air.
Yeah, I do have your number.
And I'm going to tell you what you're saying. Hey, I'll give you the mic, because the people, you know, I'm to a point now, man. I am going to walk as soft as I can, because I'm the one that teach leprosy. I don't think there's nothing more offensive on Blog Talk Radio than the teaching on leprosy. So, but yes, I do say I love white people a lot. People jive me, joking me about that, because I know that if I was white and I didn't have nothing to do with how I look, and I heard Brother Seth talking about leprosy, I know how it would sound. And I need the righteous. I don't want to offend the righteous because I don't say something. If I can make it a little softer, fine, long as I can. I ain't changing no truth. I ain't changing one ounce of truth. But if I can say, my brother, I love you, make it, I'm not trying to beat up on nobody. You know, again, we wrestle. Right. Only enemies I got is the world, the flesh, and Satan. The world, the flesh, and Satan. The world, the flesh, and Satan. That's the only enemy that's real enemy. Because I found white people that is so much like Satan, you want to call them the devil. But then I run into black people doing the same thing. I'm like, well, look at this. So I've learned it ain't people. They just ignorant. White people a lot of white people is raised like devils. That's why they act the way they act. That's why they can do crazy and harm people and poison people and murder and bloodshed. They just raised like devils. When you tell somebody from a child that you better than them black folks, you're raising a demon. You're raising a child to act like a demon. That's how they cannot have no value for life. But at the same time, there's black folks killing black folks over tennis shoes. What?
That is true.
What?
Yep.
There's black folks saying, I need some money, and go and kill up a whole lot. It ain't people. And I'm just done with blaming white people. Yes, I think the enemy used them. Yes, but the Most High already predicted and said what will happen to Israel if they disobey. So when I see all these things happening, African American, they're living out the scriptures, I can't call it the white man. That's the Bible being fulfilled. That's prophecy. But I am interested in what you have to say, because you, if it's truth, could add a whole nother element to this ministry that the Most High have given me. And you know who else want to know it? White people. If it's the truth, they're going to probably want to know. Am I Neanderthal or whatever? They're going to want to know. I don't blame them. I would want to know too. Because
well,
I'm sure also, whoever you are, you have to bow that knee to the Messiah. And I do think you maybe that's another thing you can enlighten me on, but I do think the Bible says that, you know, I do think they can be saved or they can be salvaged. So,
right.
And if they can't be salvaged, I don't know if you even believe they can or can't. That may be a part of the theory that they can't even be saved, they're devils or whatever. I don't know, but I want to know what you got to say. But listen, Fortune, we got to wrap this up. But I want
Definitely.
You to call me off the air, and I'm letting the people know because we've been recorded right now. People listen to this on the archive. They'll listen to this tomorrow. They hear you and I talking right now. So I want them to hear me say to you that I want to bring you on and not just be we incognito talking offline. I want what you're going to tell me in my ear, I want to blast from the rooftop because I ain't hiding nothing. If they're Neanderthals, they just Neanderthals. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I didn't make this stuff. This was here before I got here. It's going to be here after I'm gone. And the Bible says, Christ said that the truth will make you free. I'm looking for that freedom. I'm devoting my life to get that truth out. That is what I'm all about. So I'm just saying it to you. I will have you on if you want to be on, or if you want to, maybe you can enlighten me and I'll share it one day. I don't have nothing to hide, okay?
All right, definitely, because like I said, I'm still in the learning process. So I don't want to come on like, you know, I'm some sort of scholar. But this is what I have been learning. And I'm not saying that all white folks are devils. I'm definitely not saying that. We also have to remember, I'm going to cut it real short, and I'll give you a call as soon as we hang up. But one thing that I want to put on the record is that this whole black and white issue didn't come up until the whole slavery issue. Because before then, you had white folks over in Europe enslaving each other, killing each other, calling each other's names, and all types of things. Even still, when we were here in slavery, they treated the Irish just as bad as us. And in some cases, a lot of people don't know, the Irish were enslaved right next to us. Some people don't know this. This is a fact. Okay? It didn't get to a point of labeling a blanket statement of white and black until later. Until later. So then we have to ask ourselves a question, why all of a sudden a change of heart to where they're going to start to include their lower white brothers? So these are all the things that we have to ask. You know what I mean? So it's never been just about black and white. The black and white issue, we dealt with nationality. And everyone, even the European, dealt with nationality. Okay? It wasn't just about black and white. But when it came to a point, because when you start breaking up, just think about it this way. Okay? When you start breaking up all the white folks into their little categories, we outnumber them. Look at it today. Look at the stats.
Oh, I know that because they're only like 8% of the world population.
Right, right. So they lay a blanket statement over themselves. Okay, the same exact thing when you look at the census. All right, as I'm black, as long as I speak Spanish, I'm no longer black, I'm Hispanic. These are all little games that are played in order to keep us in control and always make us feel as though we're outnumbered. But I'll give you a call back.
All right, my brother. Well, I tell you what, now, it's give me a call back. And everybody, thank y'all for listening. I'm going to go ahead and just end out. We won't do a song. So y'all been up late enough. Thank y'all for listening. And we'll talk to you on Thursday night. Remember, Brother Joseph Johnson was going to be on, finishing up what he had to say. Fortune, thank you for sharing that, man. And call me after the show, and I'll talk to everybody later. Shalom.
I will. Shalom.